Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
It was just the most massive thing I've ever seen. To tell you the honest truth, I thought, well, we're the only ones left on this planet. Something's happened. We've missed something here.
The fear that went in me when I seen it was just the feeling, I'd say it was fear, but I've never felt that feeling before in my entire life.
It's a weird feeling, like you can't explain it when you don't know. You feel like you're being followed, but you don't know what it is.
We had two to our right, another one in front of us, another one to the left, and another one just across the road, shaking the daylight out of the tree. All we get was a big red eye.
I remember waking up and looking at the end of the bed, and there was a figure there, almost insect-like, and then I blacked out.
Welcome to the show, everyone. You are listening to Believe Paranormal and UFO Radio. My name is Cade Moyer, and thanks for tuning in. If you've had an encounter, get in touch with me. My email address is believe@ccradio.com.au, or you can message me on Facebook at facebook.com/believeUFOradio. If you enjoy this episode, there are a few things you can do to help the show. Firstly, you can go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and review. Or you can share the show around social media with your friends and family, and that will help us grow. Tonight I'm joined by Tracy, and Tracy's had some fascinating UFO encounters all the way back in the 90s. Tracy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Cade, and thank you for having me.
I'm very, very keen to hear your story because you've actually had a couple of UFO encounters. But the one that you had in the early 90s really intrigues me. Are you able to go back to that one and basically just walk me through it?
Sure. Well, what happened was I was going to my ex-partner's house, and it was in the, as you mentioned before, it was in the early 90s, and it was an overcast day, partially cloudy. And when I arrived, I collected my daughter, and as we were coming out, I've always been an observer of the sky, and for some reason something made me look up. It was quite cool. I'm guessing it was around about 7:30 p.m. at night. It must have been daylight savings because it wasn't dark yet. So as I'm looking up, I noticed this really bright, whitish light, but it seemed to have some sort of shape. And as I'm looking at this thing, I noticed a larger shape, and it seemed to be slightly circular. But what really caught my eye was within this shape there was diamonds, like really distinct diamond shapes. And it was like a brightish white light. It was so brilliantly bright. It was amazing. It was almost like when you look at the sun sometimes. And as I'm watching this, they were moving. It was moving in a slight circular motion. And as I'm looking at this thing, I could see that it was quite large. If I had to guess, it was almost as big as a football field. It was really huge. And I was just, my mouth had dropped, and I'm just staring at this thing, and I yelled out to my ex-partner. And he came out, and I also had my daughter there. She would have been about 5 or 6 at the time, and my husband, or ex-partner rather, and he was standing, and I asked him what it was, and he just looked up and his mouth dropped and said, "I don't know." And the three of us were just standing there looking at this thing, and we were just silent for a good 5 minutes just looking at it, trying to make sense of what we were looking at. As I said earlier, it was probably about 15 minutes we were looking at this object, and it was really, I was in awe but also a little frightened because I think because of its size as well. So, yeah. Also, I have to mention that not necessarily to suggest anything, but at that time my ex-partner lived probably about 2 kilometres away from a military base, and I have to say, if I'm honest, that one part of me thought, oh, surely this couldn't be something military because, you know, it was completely silent. That was another thing I forgot to mention, that there was no sound coming from this object whatsoever. To describe it in a bit more detail, if you can imagine a circle and you're looking up at the underneath part of the circle and it had a circle within a circle, if that makes sense. And on the outer edge of the circle, that's where the diamond shapes were, and it was like one big line with the diamond shapes within, and they were just completely rotating. So, yeah, that's all I can really remember about that particular incident. But, you know, I've never forgotten it. It's been ingrained in my memory for such a long time, and my daughter to this day, she still remembers it also.
That's a really fascinating encounter there, Tracy, because It's quite rare to have a UFO encounter with so many people for one that lasts for so long. Did you say it was 15 minutes that you saw it for?
Approximately, yes, it was 15 minutes.
Wow. Yeah. And did it just stay in that one location?
It did, yes. It was in the one position the whole time. It was amazing. Like I said, it's been ingrained in my memory for so long and I've never been able to forget about it, and it's difficult to sort of, you know, talk to people about it because I think you're a bit of a nutter. So, yeah, I've kept it with me all this time and maybe told a select couple of people, and that's about it, really. So, yes.
So where was this actually positioned? Because I think maybe I missed that. Was this right above where you were located, or was it maybe a little bit further along the horizon or something like that?
Oh, if I had to guess, I was standing on the front steps of my ex-partner's house, and so it looked like it was directly above the house itself. It looked that way anyway. And if I had to guess, I would say it would have been probably, that was the other frightening thing, probably about a kilometre up, maybe even less than that, maybe half a kilometre, but this thing was huge. Again, if I had to guess, I'm saying it would have been the size of a football field. It was massive.
That is quite large, isn't it?
It is. It really is.
And for you to even see that size and that detail, I think that craft would have been pretty close to you, just from everything that you've said so far.
That was just the slight frightening part about it. It was really close. It was really big. And the whole time I was looking up at this thing, of course, you know, you tried to make sense. What is this? Is it military? It's not. It's obviously not a plane. It's not a helicopter. It's nothing that we are familiar with. So what is it? And you're just constantly questioning, trying to make sense of what we're looking at. But the fact that it was so, or seemed to be so close, silent, and it was, that part of it was really frightening for me personally anyway.
Well, that would be quite frightening. I mean, you've got something up there that's the size of a football field and it's just floating above your house, above you, above your family, and it's not making any noise, and it's really just kind of defying everything that I guess physics say it should be doing.
I should mention too, this was in Victoria. This was actually in sort of the outer suburbs of Melbourne. And it, as I mentioned, it was relatively close to a military base, and I believe that particular military base is signals or something. So I don't know whether, you know, again, I'm just, you know, describing what I saw. I don't know if there's any connection between the fact that it was so close to a military base or not, but I just thought that was worth mentioning.
No, I definitely think it is, because I don't know if you heard any reports or anything from maybe weird things going on at that base, but maybe it was doing, who knows, I'm really speculating, I'm guessing here, is maybe it was doing surveillance, maybe it was just trying to keep an eye on things happening around that area.
That's actually a good point, because I remember not long before that, there was a lot of protesters around that particular base at the time. They were protesting against something. I think it was something to do with the big satellite they had there or something. So I don't know for sure, obviously, but it's certainly interesting. There was a lot going on in that aspect at that time.
Yeah, it makes me wonder if there was maybe some kind of level of technology that might have been a little bit more advanced for its time that maybe this craft was keeping an eye on.
Maybe. I mean, I have read articles before that when military have been doing testing, I believe even in Australia that there's been odd sightings of weird objects and what have you when they've been doing that. So who knows?
Yeah, it's definitely not an uncommon thing. So there may be a little bit of credence to that theory. But I want to ask you a couple of questions about how this UFO looked, Tracy, if that's okay.
Sure.
So I understand that it was a little bit of a distance away from you, but with the two cylinders there, how was this a transparent or a see-through vehicle that you could tell there was two circles?
It was really hard to describe. It was. It seemed to be semi-transparent. Actually, I'm glad you said that because it's just reminded me more detail. It looked almost like it was purposely trying to camouflage itself within the cloud. But those diamond shapes that I mentioned were very, very bright and very distinct and sharp images, if that makes sense.
So you could clearly see from where you were that they were definitely that kind of pyramid triangle shape, and you could even see them rotating.
Yes, correct. But it was like they were all part of one structure, the diamonds, if that makes sense, and it was like within its second ring of the circle shape that I was seeing, and they were just rotating as one, but you could see the individual shapes. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it really does. It does. I'm kind of painting a picture of how it looks in my head. And yeah. I've never really heard of a craft that looks like this, and this is what I find so fascinating about it, is that I've never heard of spinning triangles in a craft, so this is really unique.
It was rotating very slowly too, not fast or anything, quite slowly and gracefully, if there's such a thing, but yes, very slow and, again, silent. That was what really boggled me, was the fact that it was silent. There was no noise coming from this object whatsoever.
With it being there for 15 minutes, what happened? Did it leave, or did it just disappear? Was there any kind of action from the craft?
No, not only what I explained, but I took off first after that because I think, to be honest, I was a little frightened.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all.
But I took off, yes, with my daughter in tow, so yes. But my ex-partner was a very strong man, and he was actually an ex-soldier. And he had been in the military for many years, and even he was just gobsmacked. He actually stayed there and just kept watching this thing. He didn't report anything different after I'd been there, but, yeah, after I left, I should say, but, yes.
And what was his thoughts on everything that was happening there?
He was speechless. It's like I've never seen him lost for words, but he was completely speechless. He was a man that used to talk a lot, and he was speechless, like myself and my daughter.
Did you ever talk about the event again, or was that something that you just kind of moved on from?
I did talk about it with my daughter when she got older. I was curious to see whether she remembered it, and she did, and we both started talking about it, and the details that she remembered were the exact identical details that I remembered. And I remember even drawing the shape on a piece of paper, and she said, yes, that's it. And, you know, it was quite interesting.
I definitely don't think that's something that anyone would forget quickly.
No, for sure. It's always been heavily ingrained on my memory of, you know, I'd love to know what it was. I may never get the answers to those questions, but, yeah, it was something that's always stuck with me, and I've always thought about it on and off for years.
Do you ever think that craft was aware that you were there, or do you think it was there for some completely other reason?
Well, when I was looking at it, you know, the thought did cross my mind, you know. Let's just say hypothetically that, you know, it was being driven by, I don't know, some sort of intelligent being. And I'm looking at this thing, can they see me? Do they know I'm looking, or what have you? That thought, it sounds a bit weird, I know, but that's the thought that crossed my mind at the time.
I don't think it's a weird thought at all because, I mean, if I saw something like that, especially over the top of my house, and it was there for 15 minutes, I would be asking a lot of questions about what is going on and are they actually watching me?
Yes, yes. But no, it was, like I said, I've never forgotten it. And it both scared me and I was intrigued at the same time. It was, it was very, very interesting. And I've never seen anything similar since or that close. But I have seen other UFOs in the past.
So have you seen anything like that around that area after that event?
Oh, do you mean directly after or?
Yeah, or even say maybe a year or two after that or anything like that. Was there anything that you noticed that may have stuck out after that encounter?
Not really, to be honest with you. I did see a couple of what looked like orbs very, very distant in the sky. But, they, you know, I don't know, my logic brain was saying, oh, maybe they're just weather balloons or something like that, you know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and being so close to a military base as well, it would kind of make you just go, well, that's the base doing something.
Oh, you mean with the lights that I saw, the smaller lights in the distance?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But with this larger object, it's like, no, surely we don't have that kind of technology. Surely we don't. It was just so far advanced that, you know, it just didn't make sense to me. You know, not to my knowledge, we have that kind of technology anyway.
No, and definitely not to mine. So you were saying just before there, Tracy, that you've had a couple of other encounters. Do you want to tell me about those ones?
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Sure, yes. I was actually in my backyard here where I am now, and that's approximately 50 to 60 kilometres north of Melbourne. And it's sort of where, it's an area, a town where the metropolitan area meets the country. And so it's not completely rural, but it's got a country feel to it anyway. Anyway, so you can still see planets at night quite clearly and stars and what have you. So I was looking at the backyard one night and I was just looking up the sky because I do have a fondness for the sky, and I often say I'm a selenophile, which I believe is the definition of that is that you like the moon a lot. And I was looking up in the sky and I saw these flashes through my peripheral vision. And when I sort of just kept looking to my left, which is where I noticed these flashes, I saw two or three, I think it was three lights. And they were like a silver white light, and they were in the distance, and they would flash and then stop and then flash and then stop. And then they'd do it intermittently, and then they would move in different directions, the three of them. And this was, I watched those for about 5 minutes, and that was in the backyard here. And I called my husband and I called my daughter, and she came out, and we're all there, the three of us. And while they were looking at those lights that I was describing, as I looked to my right, slightly to my right, I saw this big flash of semi-white amber light streak across the sky. Now, it wasn't a falling star because I've seen many of those before. This was a lot bigger, and it just, within seconds, just flashed on the diagonal. It almost looked like a comet, but it was a lot bigger. And it just sort of flashed really quickly. And this was all happening at the same time that I was pointing out these lights to my left to my husband and my daughter.
That's really fascinating. Did you hear any sonic booms? Did you hear anything like that?
No, there was no sound. There was it was a very clear night too, I might add. It was a warm, clear night, and no sound whatsoever. But they were there for a good 5 minutes. And another time, also where I am now in the backyard, I actually saw the similar lights, but that was during the daytime, and they were in the distance also, almost in the same sort of location. And I actually I got my phone out and tried to videotape them. And when I was trying to video them, and I'm pretty sure I got them, but when I brought the phone inside later on, there was nothing on the video.
So the video file was just gone completely, or it was just recording a blank screen?
Pretty much. It was just like a blank screen. I thought, this is odd because, you know, I mean, I didn't have my finger over the viewer or anything like that, and I thought that was really odd.
Yeah, it can be a really, really tricky thing to record lights at night, because to get the exposure of those lights from some so far away, can camera sensors, they really aren't overly fantastic in low light situations. So there might be a much more, I guess, boring explanation for that one. But I mean, the lights in the sky, they're definitely not boring.
No. Another thing that happened that it's probably totally not related was I felt, you know, when you have a bird close to you, a large bird, let's just say, and you can hear the flapping of the wings.
Yeah, yep.
This is going to sound really crazy, I know, and I'm a bit sort of nervous about explaining this, but oh well. Not long after seeing those lights in the distance at night, I heard the flapping of wings, and I actually felt the breeze go over my head. I actually ducked, and my husband saw me duck, and it was like something flew really close to my head, and there was a flap and a breeze, and I looked up and I couldn't see any birds or anything. I thought that was really strange too.
You know what? It might not be as strange as you think, because it's not uncommon for people to, I guess, experience an owl-like creature when they see UFOs, I guess, regularly as you do, because there's a theory out there that people believe that, I guess, extraterrestrial beings mask themselves as an owl or as a bird to, I guess, make it a little bit easier for I guess, us humans to comprehend what's going on, and almost as a way not to reveal themselves.
I have read something about that, but I didn't really take it, you know, that seriously. But now that you've said it, maybe, who knows? I was actually quite, I don't know, not in a frightened is the right word, but it sort of shocked me a little bit, because I was expecting to see the bird that flew low, like above my head, but when I looked, there was nothing. I couldn't see anything. And like I said, my husband saw me duck and everything too. So.
And have you ever encountered paranormal events in that house at all?
In the house I'm in now, no, I not really. I often have said to my husband, I sense that someone's here, you know, or I'll see a flash of something, you know, go past me in my peripheral vision, but that's about it. I don't know whether that's paranormal or not, but that's the only real experiences I've had. So
yeah, I'm just wondering if there's a connection going on there or not, or it could just be a crazy world of coincidences as well.
That's true, yeah. But definitely I felt the breeze. The breeze, like, it really felt like you said, a large bird had flew over my head. And I heard like a wing, something like a noise, like a flapping of wings or something, and a breeze. I felt the breeze, and I ducked in response to it. So, yes.
I don't think that's as crazy as you may worry that it comes across, because I believe a lot of people would be able to, I guess, connect with you on that type of phenomenon.
Oh, no, I was just going to say there was I had my husband as a witness with another experienced in the area that I'm in now too. That was approximately in about probably 2016, around there somewhere. And we had a power outage in the whole town here, and it was a hot sort of sticky rainy night, and the power outage went for quite some hours. And so we couldn't do much not having any power, so we decided to go walk around the town and have a look and see if we could see what was going on. And as we were doing this, again, I saw, we saw, some bluish, whitish, bright light in the distance, but it was more like sort of close to the ground, but smaller light. It was almost like a beam of light, but it was rotating in the distance. And so I thought at first, maybe it's some sort of, like, I don't know, emergency vehicle, SES or something like that, fixing the lines or trying to or what have you. But as we got closer, that wasn't the case. So we decided to take another route, and we kind of turned around and doubled back and went in another direction. And it was like this light thing was following us, and we saw it again. And it was like, again, like it, more like a beam, and it was rotating again, but it was in a fair distance. If I had to guess, I'd say it would have been about, I don't know, probably about, I'm going in the old measurement here, probably about 300 yards, maybe 200 yards away. But it seemed like every direction we turned, this light would appear.
Did you feel like that was actually following you?
It did feel like that. And I got to the point where, I don't know, for whatever reason, it scared me. And I said to my husband, I said, let's go home. Let's go back. It's starting to freak me out a bit. Let's go home.
What did your husband think of it?
He's a funny soul. I think he's a real skeptic in a way. And you know, there's been other encounters I've had where I've visions of objects, and I've told him about them. And he's going, oh, it's probably just, you know, reflection or whatever, and he'll make up some sort of logical reason as to what I'm seeing. So yeah, he didn't quite know what to make of it. He couldn't come up with any answers for this one, I have to say. But yeah, that's his take on it all. He's there's been a couple I've seen when he hasn't been looking, and he's tried to give me a logical reason as to what it was I was seeing. So,
well, he might be one step closer to being a believer now.
Maybe.
So, Tracy, what do you think these events are? Do you think they're something that's paranormal? Do you think it's something from out of this world? Do you think it's, and if it is from out of this world, do you think they're piloted by creatures?
I don't know. That's my honest answer. I don't know. I get a feeling that I don't believe we have this technology. To see such things like this, that it can just sort of move around with no sound and project themselves and move into one position, then move quickly into another position within seconds, I just find that hard to comprehend, that it's anything that we have in regards to technology. So I really don't know. Maybe some of it could be perhaps military. But as for the flashes that I saw up in the distance in the backyard, I don't think they were military. I got the feeling that they were being controlled by something or someone else. Same with these, the big one that I saw in the early 90s, that obviously, I don't think that was military. I get the feeling that it was something intelligent that we don't know of yet that's controlling that. Some of it may be military, some of it may not be. I don't really know. That's my answer.
And you know what? There's no right or wrong answer when it comes to it, because at the end of the day, no one knows. That's the beauty of it, and it's great because that gives everyone their own opinion, their own voice about what they think they saw, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah, I can tell you though a couple of sightings I had in the past that when I was a kid. If you'd like me to.
Yeah, absolutely.
I lived in this place that was a bit more, bush-like, I suppose. And it was in the 70s, and I would have been probably around about, I think about 12, 13, around that age. And I had witnesses, and there was my brother and a couple of friends, and it was about 10 o'clock at night. Few clouds around, not many, not overly overcast. It was quite warm, and it would have been... It was just a little bit cloudy. And we were mucking around out there, and we had paddocks in the back, and we were running around and doing stuff that kids do. And all of a sudden I looked up and I noticed this light circling in and out the clouds. It would have been very high up, but it had kind of like a transparent, kind of semi-transparent beam type appearance to it. And I called out to my brother and our friends, and they were all looking at it as well. And we were looking at it for a couple of minutes. And I remember even running into my mum and saying, Mum, look, you know, we started seeing this weird thing in the sky. And she told us to sort of go back and play, and we'd been watching too much television. But that sighting was actually reported in the Melbourne newspaper the next day.
Wow, was it really?
Yes, it was. People all over Melbourne saw it. So we weren't the only one.
That really adds a lot of validation to it, doesn't it?
It does. And I said to my mum, see, I told you. And when I was telling her about this the next day, she explained to me that in the 60s in a town called Eltham, which is I'm showing my age a bit now, but that doesn't matter, in Eltham North, I believe, nearly the whole town of Eltham North in about the mid to late 60s, I think it was, witnessed several UFOs in the sky during that time.
Wow, I'll have to look into that. That would be pretty major.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I haven't done any research on to sort of validate that or anything, but that's what I was told. So that was quite interesting.
Yeah, I can imagine the listeners who might be around that area, they might be able to shine a little bit of light on that. That'll be interesting to find out.
That would be great if they could, because I'd be interested as well. And I have one more I could tell you about.
Yeah, absolutely. We've definitely got the time.
I was travelling, this was probably in the early 2000s when I was travelling, it was about really late at night, probably midnight or just after, and we'd been out on a night out, I was with my husband, and we were in the car, it was raining, and we're driving in the dark and everything, it was raining, quite cold, and I was just looking out the window as one does sometimes when they're a passenger in the car, and I looked out and noticed an amber light. And that was making, that was sort of in the sky in the distance, and that was sort of zotting in and out and circling within the clouds and making bizarre movements, and all in a matter of seconds. And I was watching this thing until it went out of view. And that was probably, I was watching that for probably about 2 or 3 minutes. And that also was reported in the major Melbourne newspaper the next day as well.
Tracy, you seem to almost be a magnet for these things.
Well, this, you've got to remember, this is, you know, I was mentioning sort of the 60s, the 70s, and I noticed there's a lot, like media reports a lot in the 80s in my experience that were reporting a lot of UFOs around that time, but there's kind of gaps in between, if that makes sense. Like, it's not like I see them every year or anything like that. And if I do see a couple, like, it might be, what, 1, 2, or 3 in a year or something, but there's usually, like, spaces of a few years in between, if that makes sense to you.
It really does. It does. But I have to say, Tracy, you've had some pretty fascinating encounters with UFOs over your life. And to be honest, I'm kind of envious of some of them, because they have absolutely fascinated me, especially the one that was the size of a football field. I mean, it sounds terrifying, but it would have been something I would have loved to see as well.
Yeah. It was a little bit frightening for me, I have to say. Yes, it was amazing that one, it, like I said, that's the one that is really etched in my memory. You know, it's great to be able to sort of get this out and talk to someone about it, because I really have kept a lot of this, you know, within myself. I haven't spoken to many people about it at all, apart from my husband, because there's that fear of being ridiculed.
Well, I do want to thank you for coming on the show, because it means so much that you'd share those encounters with me, and not only me, the listeners of the show. It's really fantastic of you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks, Kate. I appreciate that.
And that's going to do it for tonight. And remember, if you have had an encounter, get in touch with me. My email address is believe@ccradio.com.au. Or you can message me on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/believeUFO radio. Until next time, stay safe, and you've been listening to Believe, Australian Paranormal and UFO Radio.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.